All right, so just came to me in my head, and this is something I haven't done in a long time, and it's recording a ramble about musical what ifs. Now, okay, that's basically a lie. Back in June, I did a little what if, saying if, imagining if Paul Stanley were the voice of Audrey 2 of Little Shop of Horrors. I still think that would be amazing. And now, I just, this thought came to me. This thought had come to me after listening to Kiss and David Bowie back to back. I just got through listening to this song called Going Blind from Kiss's album Hotter Than Hell. Hotter Than Hell? Yeah, Hotter Than Hell. And I was thinking about David Bowie. David Bowie doing that song. But see, what was so really unnerving about it is 'cause you hear one of the lyrics that really stand out in that song is I'm 93, you're 16. Ugh. But now that I think about it, I don't know. I just really don't know. But it would be very interesting if David Bowie were to sing like an octave lower than Gene Simmons' vocals in the original of Going Blind. I remember I would imagine David Bowie singing like this. I'm only gonna sing the one line that stands out to me because that's the only line I remember as of now. Okay. If my voice can go down that low, let's try it out. I'm 93 and you're 16. That was a horrible David Bowie impression, but I would imagine, like, hey, what if it was, imagine if it was like an outtake from like an outtake from Dom and Dogs or most likely Dom and Dogs, because that was around the time where his voice kind of deepened during that time. But now that I remember it, and now that a new idea came into my head, if he were to sing that during the Ziggy Stardust era, it would sound like this. I'm 93 and you're 16. No, that's not. I need to really work on my David Bowie impression, because it's shit. It is shit. I'm 93 and you're 16. Something like that. Not really prolonging that last syllable of 16. Like 16. Be like 16. Like that. Like 16. Something like that. The way he does that little yelping, little tick at the end is most glam rock singers do back in the day. Yeah, I'm not making much sense, am I? I don't care. Okay, so thinking of David Bowie taking on Kiss's Going Blind and having that sort of a Ziggy Stardust kinda feel to it, that would be amazing. That would just be amazing. And I mean, it wouldn't really lessen the shock value of the song, but it would, I think it would make it even more, dramatic if David Bowie were to do it. I can imagine his voice doing that song, whether it's singing it in the same range as Gene Simmons doing this, his Ziggy Stardust shtick, or doing like the octave lower around the station to station era, probably I don't know, not station to station, probably lodger era, maybe. I don't know. It's somewhere around the late 70s. It would have been awesome if a late 70s version of David Bowie were to do his own take of Going Blind by Kiss. That would be amazing, in my opinion. Or in my head, at least. Okay, and then. Oh, and then another what if. This was when I was getting back into Hamilton when Disney Plus released it around early July, I think. Yeah. And I fell back into liking the musical again. I don't think I ever stopped liking it. It's just I wasn't as obsessed. And upon watching it again, it just kick-started my obsession in Hamilton right back. And but then, of course, as you know, I am a Kansas nut. I will always be a Kansas nut because, come on, they had other good songs in Carry On, Wayward Son. Okay, going to my point. Okay, so why do I mention Hamilton and Kansas in the same sentence, or in the same topic, rather? I was thinking of like a Left Overture Kansas, oh wait, a Left Overture era Kansas doing Burn from Hamilton. Oh, that would be so awesome if this song didn't center around Alexander Hamilton or any of the Hamiltons or the Schuylers or anybody from that time period, or it was just a scorned lover's torch song written as such, and Steve Walsh was to be singing that, I'd die. I would die and go to heaven because I would imagine, hey, that would I would envision like the violins would go so perfectly with that song, and then have like the piano and the acoustic guitar in there. Oh, that would be so good. And then it's just like I can I can I don't know if y'all can. But I can definitely imagine Steve Walsh singing Burn. I can't do the impression right now because it would involve loud singing, as he naturally does. But I don't know. It would be an interesting take. Burn. Sounding like an outtake from either Song for America or Left Overture. And I just imagine Steve just singing that burn. That. I'm just like, oh, that would blow my mind. That would just blow my mind. Just hearing him do that, on that second chorus of Burn, the I can't get his vibrato down as I should, but it would be so amazing if it was reworked into just a regular torch song telling his girlfriend that she wronged him, that she forfeit the place in his heart. She forfeit the place in her bed, place in his bed, and you'll sleep in the rubble instead, in the memories of when you were mine. Something like that. I'm just imagining the reworked lyrics of it, rather than the actual lyrics about forfeit the place in her heart, forfeit the place in her bed. Sleep in your office instead, and in the memories of when you were mine, or something like that. God, I am mangling the lyrics so badly, but I'm just imagining it. His voice is going full on belt on that. It's just the thought of it. I can't tell you right now. I would if Kansas, if, yeah, this is a what if, just to tell you, if Kansas were to do that song, I would just, tears would be streaming down more than they've already had listening to the actual version of Burn. It's just, it's a beautiful song. It's a really, really beautiful song. But then to you, it's kind of, it's rare to sense so much anger in a beautiful song. But when you experience that much anger in a song like that, you know it's palpable. Very palpable. And just, it's just, you can't help but get angry along with a singer who does, who, especially when Philippa Sue sings it. Y'all can argue with me all you want, but Philippa Sue is, she's the OG, okay? She is the OG Eliza Schuyler Hamilton. She is probably the best. I've tried listening to other Elizas tackling this on other actresses trying to tackle her role. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. Philippa Sue has to be the best, in my opinion. It's just, she's just awesome. Awesome, awesome, and awesome. That's the only adjective I can ever think of right now is awesome. Because that girl can sing. That girl can really sing her heart out. Oh my gosh. Yes. And, sorry, my sinuses are acting up. My ears are itching. And see, I do this when my ears and my throat kind of itched. I do this, what drives a lot of people crazy. But it's just my ears and my throat itches so bad because of these stupid allergies. What is going on with this August weather, man? This sucks. I think I got the coronavirus. No, that's not something to laugh about. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. But anyway, what ifs? Can I think of any other what ifs? Oh, another Hamilton what if. Ooh, electric. Wait, hold on. Electric, oh god, I can't speak now. Okay, hold on. Electric Light Orchestra doing You'll Be Back. That would just suit it. If Hamilton was released back in the 70s, that is my first choice of who will do that song, is Electric Light Orchestra doing You'll Be Back. I'm thinking of, like, Mr. Blue Sky, but only slower. That would be amazing. But see, since everybody thinks, like, oh, Electric Light Orchestra sounds just like the Beatles, and You'll Be Back sounds like the Beatles, hey, naturally it'd be a good choice, because Jeff Lynne's voice doing that song, oh, you say, the price of my love's not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, what you held in the sea when you see. I can't do a Jeff Lynne impression either. I'm so bad at impressions. What the hell is wrong with me? But it would be so kick-ass to have the whole orchestra just going do 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 during the da 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 da, everybody singing along, and it would just be like, and then the harmonies. Oh, that would be amazing. That would be so awesome. Yeah, so that would be my choice. Those would be my choices if Hamilton were to be made back in the 70s. The 1970s, of course. And if we were to completely disregard 1776, the musical, and if Hamilton were a rock opera instead of a hip opera, those are the two songs I think they would be part of, really good part of the, if it was a rock opera, Burn. If there was like a mixtape or certain like a reworking, I would imagine Kansas doing Burn, Electric Light Orchestra doing oh god, You'll Be Back. Yeah. Now there was another song I was wanting to think of, Say No to This, thinking probably like the, like Ronald Isley would team up with Gladys Knight. That would be so good. That would be so good. Oh gosh, yes. Yeah, Ronald Isley and Gladys Knight singing No to This. If it wasn't a rap, they would just be singing. I would have to work out the lyrics in this one. I would think of Jill Scott's version of Say No to This. And have that in there, I think. God, you know what? I'm not making much sense, am I? I don't really care. I just don't care anymore. Closing the discussion about Hamilton now, because I may or may not be angering some Hamil fans right now, pitching these ideas. But it's just something that just crept in my mind. Because it would be awesome if I were to picture 1976 era Kansas doing Burn. That would be so beautiful. And I just picture Steve just singing that Burn. That run right there. I could easily picture him doing that run. I could easily picture it. That would be something he would usually do, because his voice is very strong enough to sing that song. I think. If it was made back in the 70s, if only. Oh my gosh. I don't know. I just don't know. And let's see. Let's think of another what if. Shoot. No, I think that's it. I think that's it for right now, because I just really, I can't think of any ones to think of. Now, if y'all have any what ifs, if y'all have any musical what ifs, I would love to hear them. Pitch them to me. I'd love to hear it. I would just love to hear what. Okay, so here's my question to you. All right, what bands, what songs would you like to hear your favorite band do? Or what kind of songs do you wish that that would have been written by your favorite singer or your favorite band or something like that? Because right now, Burn being done by Kansas is rampant through my mind right now. If Kansas were to write that song, were to have written that song and done it as a normal torch song, not having anything to do with Alexander Hamilton, not having anything to do with the Reynolds pamphlet, none of that. It would just be a song about how Steve's girlfriend did him wrong, and how she forfeit the place in his heart. She forfeit the place in his bed. You know, the whole idea. But that would be so good. I can't stop talking about it, because it sounds so good in my head. I don't. Left Overture. Think Left Overture, okay? Burn being on it. That would be amazing. Okay, anyway, I'm gonna hop off and probably think of another topic better than this to ramble about. All right. So yeah, this is Tarkus Trooper, and I am signing out. Bye.